from Sensible Medicine, nirmatrelvir for vaccinated or unvaccinated adult outpatients with COVID-19. I almost missed the trial. Hidden amongst the cardiology, oncology, and ICU trials in the New England Journal of Medicine was a relic from the time many of us try to forget, the pandemic. This is a story about how changing disease environments can change drug efficacy. During the early parts of the pandemic, before vaccination, and before enough people had been exposed to the SARS-CoV-2 virus, a trial called EPIC-HR found that treatment of symptomatic COVID-19 with nirmatrelvir plus ritonavir Paxlovid resulted in a risk of progression to severe COVID-19 that was 89% lower than the risk with placebo, and why trials need to be repeated when times change. This highly positive trial led to strong recommendations to use this medicine in such patients, despite the large number of potential drug-drug interactions. The pandemic then changed. People were vaccinated, others were infected and developed immune protection to the virus. The next question became, would the antiviral medication have the same effect in vaccinated or previously infected individuals? The EPIC-HR standard risk trial, published in 2024, randomized 1,296 patients to placebo or nirmatrelvir ritonavir and found no difference in the primary endpoint of time to sustained alleviation of all COVID-19 symptoms. A cursory look at this seems anodyne. Patients were low risk. The drug therefore had no significant effect. But the timeline is bothersome. I asked Claude for some help sorting this out. The Nedja manuscript published last week included results of the British Panoramic and Canadian CanTreat COVID trials. Both enrolled higher-risk older patients with a coexisting condition who tested positive for SARS-CoV-2 and had been unwell for 5 days or less. The randomization was to usual care plus nirmatrelvir 300 mg, ritonavir 100 mg, g twice a day for 5 days or to receive usual care alone. Primary outcome was hospitalization or death from any cause within 28 days after randomization. Enrollment was carried on between Sep 2021 and Sep 2024. In the panoramic trial, 14 of 1,698 participants, 0.8% in the nirmatrelvir ritonavir group and 11 of 1,673 participants, 0.7% in the usual care group were hospitalized or died. Clearly not a significant difference. In the CanTreat COVID trial, 2 of 343 participants, 0.6% in the nirmatrelvir ritonavir group and 4 of 324 participants, 1.2% in the usual care group were hospitalized or died. Serious adverse events with nirmatrelvir ritonavir were reported in 9 participants in the panoramic trial and in 4 participants in the CanTreat COVID trial. One secondary finding of note, symptom recovery was faster with nirmatrelvir ritonavir. Median time to recovery was 14 days vs. 21 days in panoramic and 6 vs. 9 days in CanTreat COVID. The problem, of course, was that these were pragmatic open-label trials without a placebo and symptom recovery is subjective and susceptible to placebo and nocebo effects. The authors concluded, in 2 open-label trials, nirmatrelvir ritonavir did not reduce the incidence of hospitalization or death among vaccinated higher-risk participants with SARS-CoV-2 infection.